Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Taffy Milks, the co-founder and president of Flip Flop Dogs. And Flip Flop Dogs carefully matches your dogs to a companion family, and we're going to talk to Taffy about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Taffy Milks, who is the co-founder and president of Flip Flop Dogs. And Flip Flop Dogs carefully matches your dog with a companion family. Hey, Taffy, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for coming on the show. This is such an interesting concept. We'd like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Taffy?
Marco Island, Florida.
Oh, nice. How's the weather down there today?
It's beautiful.
I imagine. That's fantastic. Now, is that where your headquarters, where's the headquarters actually located for Flip Flop Dogs, Peppy?
In Florida.
It is in Florida as well. Okay, good. So
yeah.
That's fantastic. All right, great. Maybe you could describe the history of Flip Flop Dogs, because it is such an interesting concept, you know, how the idea actually came about.
Well, my husband and Jack and I, who is we're in partnership together, we've always been involved in the pet industry. Many years ago, we were involved with Invisible Fencing for about 25 years because we've always loved pets and animals and dogs. So as we were nearing the end of that, we decided that we wanted to stay in the pet industry. So we kind of were looking around, and we had friends that had moved to England. And when they were there, they had a bad experience with a kennel, and the next time they came to visit us in the United States, they said that they had found something over there that was called Home from Home Pet Care that worked very well for them. And their dog would go and stay in someone's home, and then when they came back, their dog acted perfectly normal, like it just went out for a walk. So when we were getting out of Invisible Fencing, we thought, this is a great idea. There's nothing like it in the United States, so we thought it was something that we really needed here. And we actually researched it, like, across the world and found, like, who provided the best care like that. And then we actually went over and studied that company.
It's such a great concept. We had, you know, growing up, we had a Labrador. We had her for 13 years. And every time, you know, we would leave her at the kennel, Taffy, she'd come back, and she wouldn't even be able to bark for about 3 days. You kind of, like, wonder what went on, you know. At the kennel, we just could not find any place that we were ever comfortable with. And she just seemed so stressed when she came back, you know. And it was, like, very nice people and a very nice kennel, but I just think she was so used to being at home. So, you know, when I heard about this concept, and, you know, we love this particular industry because the growth that's going on in the industry, we said we knew we had to have you on the show. So, I mean, I think it is. It's a very clever concept.
And we too had the same experience. We had a small dog who we never kenneled, and the larger dog, people didn't want to take him because he was like 90 pounds. And same thing, the people loved him. The kennel loved him, but he was so stressed out when he got back. We had to call and get someone to take him out early one time because he was so stressed out.
Yeah.
So that's also, I mean, I think a lot of people have that experience.
I would agree with you. I know several people who have had, you know, similar experiences. So, you know, it's, and again, I've never heard of anything like this before. I mean, you know, I've been studying franchising for a long time now, and this was definitely a new concept for me. So I thought it was great. Who gets credit for the name? I love the name and the logo, and that was very clever.
Oh, thank you. Well, it started actually when we were in England with, we literally went over there and, you know, studied one of the companies that we thought was the most professional.
Right.
And to be honest with you, we were out to dinner, and we had researched hundreds of names, and nothing actually kind of fit because everything was taken, and you have to get it registered. So we were thinking vacation. What's something fun to do on vacation? And just and then we thought about flip-flop, and actually the dogs are kind of flip-flopping too.
Right.
So,
it
you
is.
Know, they're
it's
going to
clever.
Someone else's
I got
home.
It. I
so we thought it was, so we thought it worked.
It's fantastic. Maybe
and,
you can talk a little bit about,
I was going to say, and the dog itself is our large dog, Charlie.
Oh, really?
So the logo, yes, is modeled after our dog.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I thought the logo was fantastic. I teach marketing, and, you know, we were talking about logos last night in the seminar, you know, and I just think it's a fantastic logo. So I think you did a great job with that.
Oh, thank you.
How do you describe the franchise? Like, if you were at a franchise show and, you know, someone came up to your booth and they said, so what do you guys do? How do you typically answer the question?
Well, we're an alternative to kenneling is the first thing that we do tell people.
Yeah.
And our franchises themselves have a network of, we call them companion families, who care for dogs in the home. And that way the dogs receive around-the-clock care. So, you know, it can hold their normal routine, whether they like to run, walk, you know, they go out several times a day. If they're on medications, all of that's just, you know, their normal schedule is continued while you're away. Also, we handle all the transportation to and from the homes, so it makes it stress-free because I don't know if you recall when you used to take your dog to the kennel, like they used to start backpedaling when they hit that door.
Of course.
Here, they don't do it, and it makes it a lot easier on both the dogs and the owners when we come and pick them up and take them to the companions' homes.
It's amazing how the dogs know, isn't it? You know, like they're sitting in the car. It's almost like they know where they're going.
I know they do. They do.
It really is amazing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we used to actually fight who would take our dog to the kennel because no one wanted to do it.
Because it's heartbreaking, isn't it? It was just, you know, I'm the same way. I just didn't want to do it, you know, because it's just so hard to say goodbye, you know. And you know that when they come back, you know, they're going to be a little nervous or stressed or, you know, whatever it may be. And you do. You just feel so bad. So, I mean, I just think that this is such a wonderful service. I can really see something like this being very big and kind of even like changing the whole model, I guess you could say. You know, for leaving
it
pets.
Is. It is a new concept.
It is. It's
in
very
the United
exciting.
States.
Have you incorporated technology in any way, Taffy, into the business model? I mean, how have you used technology?
Oh, absolutely. And that was very important to us. And that's one thing that we used some of our previous experience in, you know, our 25 years of being in the pet industry here. So we kind of took their model from England and then changed it a little bit. Because we're both home-based and mobile, which was very important to us because then you don't have to have a storefront or anything like that. One of the first things we did was added a call center. So our franchises can be on the road, meeting with customers, companions, stopping and seeing pet influencers so they don't have to deal with the phone. And our call center is completely, they're experts in what they do, so they can handle inquiries. They can schedule for the franchises, their appointments. They can schedule for the dogs. And we also made it that they use tablets for everything. So our franchises can access their schedule. They can do their sales presentations on their iPads or tablets.
Great.
They can take payment. They can sign contracts. So everything is done through a tablet or a smartphone.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you've made it easy for your franchisees to kind of come in, you know, and just, you know, start working, I guess, after the training, which we'll talk about in a moment. What I love about this particular industry is you know, the growth that's going on, you know, and we've kind of been focusing on that the last month on Franchise Interviews. Maybe you could tell, like, our listeners a little bit about the industry, like what's going on in it as far as, like, growth and things like that. And
for the pet industry, well, they expect over $55 billion to be spent on pets this year.
Yeah, I've seen that number.
And it's just grim spent on pets.
Yeah, and I've seen that number, too, you know, over the last month. What is it attributed to, Taffy? I mean, you think, I mean, is it because, you know, I mean, I have a theory like, you know, the pet is kind of like elevated in society, you know, if you look at, you know, over the last, like, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, it seems like people do spend more money on their pets, and the pet has really become really part of the family, hasn't it?
Well, it has. Over, like, the past 10 years, as we said, it's continued to grow, and one thing that we have found being in the pet industry for 25 years, it's almost recession-proof when, you know, when there's a recession happening, people tend to do more things at home or with their pets.
Yeah, exactly.
And with there being like over 56 million households that have a dog, and most of them consider them family members.
Yes.
So they do still continue to spend and, you know, on their dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen that in our research as well. So, I mean, I do think it's a wonderful industry to be part of. What's been – here's a tough question that we usually stump our guests with, but what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since launching Flip Flop Dogs? I mean, it's hard to sometimes narrow it down to one story, but does anything stand out?
Well, we've had many, but I think one thing that stands out in our mind is – and as you and I had talked about earlier, how taking that dog to the kennel and, you know, no one wants to take the dog. the dogs literally run to jump in the flip-flop vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll run past their owners, and then you look at the owner's face, you know, when they see their dogs running and racing to jump in it to go on a flip-flop vacation. It's pretty amazing, and that actually shocked us, too, how excited that they get.
And that's, I guess, when you knew
you
had something.
Yeah, when they come home, too, it's the same thing. As you know, like, your dog's traumatized sometimes for up to 2 weeks with a kennel.
Yeah.
Here they just come home, like, you know, walk in. Sometimes they're a little more tired because they've been out, you know, racing around and playing with their companion, but that kind of surprises the owners, too.
That's fantastic. How did you know that you would franchise the concept when you started the whole business, Taffy?
We did. I guess because we had been involved in another business, and we've been involved in both the dealership and at the distributor level.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So from learning from our past experiences, I think we wanted to help other people. We were luckily or fortunate enough to be involved in a business at a young age and to really make it grow, and we kind of wanted to pass that along to other people and help them what we learned through our experiences.
I think it's a rewarding experience, too, of being a franchisor. And, again, I don't know this, but I can only assume that it must be gratifying for you to see a new franchise open up, you know. And you were a very big part of that, of course, you know, because you're providing them with this whole concept. And what does that feel like for you?
It actually feels great. We kind of feel like we're mentoring people and giving back a little bit, but it's also something that we love. My husband and I, we enjoy working together and working with other people and helping them, and it's a business that we're passionate about. So we also feel like we're doing something really good for the dogs, and not only the dogs, but also the companions, because many of our companions are either active retired people or some could be teachers or grad students that they can't have a dog full-time or the responsibility of it. And some of the active older people, they like to travel, so they've had dogs all their lives, but now they want to be able to, you know, pick and choose when they want a dog. So it's also done a great service for people like that, too.
Absolutely, I imagine. Maybe we talk a little bit about, like, that, the characteristics, or really maybe, you know, what you look for in your franchisees, Taffy.
Well, first off, I mean, obviously they have to be crazy about dogs because you are going to be working with dogs all day.
Yeah.
But they also have to be a people person. We look for someone that likes to be active and involved in their community, because that's very important to us. They work with humane leagues and, you know, dog groups and groomers and vets, and anybody that's really in the dog field will be working with those too. But we do feel that's very important that they are active with, like, the humane leagues and other.
So they have to, like, people and dogs.
Like that.
People and pets is very important.
They have to also like pets, too.
And you know, it's interesting because sometimes, you know, with you know, people that love pets, they're not always people, are they, you know, or vice versa, you know what I mean? So it does make sense to have a combination of the two, you know. We know this one girl, she loves pets, but she's not very good with people, you know, and so that could be a problem for someone like herself, you know what I mean?
It is, and that's what we said. You do have to be crazy about dogs, but you do have to be able to work well with people.
Right.
And as I said, be willing to get involved with organizations and and helping people and things like that.
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Once you decide that, you know, you like them and they like you and, you know, they want to become a franchisee, how does the training typically work, Taffy?
Well, they come in-house for 3 days of training where they receive, like, their marketing kit, and we teach them, you know, how to work with influencers, how to, you know, meet with customers' companions. I mean, there's even things like we have a handbook on, you know, emergency care and how emergency care is handled with a dog if anything happens.
Right.
So
right.
we go through all that, and that takes about 3 days. And then there's ongoing support, of course, through their lifetime of being a franchisee.
That's great, and that's important. What is, for our listeners who might be interested in this concept, maybe if you can paint like a picture of, like, is there such a thing called like a typical day for a franchisee, or days different? Or
Every day is actually very different.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing is because of that we have the call center that handles all their incoming inquiries,
mm-hmm.
they are out in the field. They're not, you know, sitting at a desk or anything
right.
like that, and that's why
right.
their day varies. And it will vary from, you know, stopping to see a vet or, you know, maybe having coffee with a groomer to actually meeting with new customers, new companions, picking up dogs, dropping them off. So doing events like Humane Leagues, you know, will have, like, different types of events, so they'll do things like that too. So
right.
It's very much a variety of things that they do. You're not just sitting in one spot, that's for sure. Your days really vary.
And it's nice to have that variety, isn't it, you know, for a lot of people. You know, I mean, some people like the same thing every day, but, you know, for people who do like that change once in a while, I think that's fantastic. In studying your background, I mean, to me, you sounded like an entrepreneur, and the majority of our listeners, we call them like aspiring franchisepreneurs. They have it in their mind that, you know, they want to go into franchising, and we find that a lot of them simply just don't know where to begin. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise, Taffy?
Do something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely, I think, if you want to succeed, it has to be something that you enjoy doing and
mm-hmm.
that you're passionate about and that you believe in. Because
yeah.
I don't think that you can ever do anything like sell a product or anything else that you don't believe
yeah.
in. So that's, I think, one of the most important things. So if you believe in it, you're passionate about it, I think you'll be extremely successful.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's difficult to be successful if you're not passionate about what you're doing, you know, and I sense that in reading about your background is you're doing something that it almost sounds like you would do for free, you know. I mean, it's nice to, you know, make money in the business, of course, that's great, but, you know, it sounds like you're also enjoying it as well, so I think that's fantastic. Where do you see the company, like, 3 to 5 years down the road, Taffy?
Well, we have taken an approach that we wanted to get things very much in order first. We wanted to grow not too fast, like maybe
right.
next year we'd hope to get maybe 8 to 10 franchises, because we want to make sure that we grow, that we can support our franchises. So we don't
yeah.
want to jump into this and get too large too fast.
Right.
So next year, 8 to 10, and then from there, you know, increase at a moderate level, but, you
mm-hmm.
know, higher than that over the next 5 years.
It's going to be interesting for you, too, as well, I guess, you know, as the business grows, you know, I mean, year after year after year, you know, I guess, and your role will, of course, change as well, you know, with a lot more, I guess, responsibility, you know, working with all these different franchisees, but also probably more gratifying, too, with every new franchisee that actually comes aboard, you know, because I sense, you know, again, in reading about you and speaking to you, that, you know, a lot of the joy comes from mentoring a lot of your new franchisees. So I think that's
it
fantastic.
Is. Yeah, we do enjoy that a lot. And everybody's different. So,
yeah.
you know, we're kind of learning. We try and, like, learn what makes them work well, like that we
right.
can work with them. Everybody learns differently, whether it's
that's
visually
true.
Or, you know, reading. So we try and learn about each of our franchise so that we can help them in the best way.
Yeah, I think that's so important. That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Taffy? Is there any website you'd like them to go to?
Well, we actually just launched our website.
Oh, great.
A new website.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
We've had a website,
great.
But, oh, thank you. So that's flipflopdogs.com.
Okay.
And, you know, through social medias, we have found that mm-hmm. that's very important, too, so... We're
yeah.
on Facebook and
okay.
Pinterest, you know, YouTube and all those.
All the social medias that are out there.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And then, of course,
that's
they
great.
Can also call us for information, though.
that's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Happy, for coming on the show, and I'd like to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I'm going to keep my eye on this franchise concept because I think it's very interesting and very different, and that's what we like to have on the show as well. So it was a privilege to have you on the
so
show
much.
Today.
It was our pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Happy. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. You know, Don and I have been hosting franchise interviews now over 4 years and over 200 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. The nice thing about hosting franchise interviews is we're frequently asked to be guests on radio shows and magazine interviews on the topics of entrepreneurship and franchising. And today, you're going to get to hear an interview that we did 6 months ago on CBS Radio with Lynn Johnson on her motivational talk show. And, of course, the topic was entrepreneurship and franchising. And here's what we said. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Hey, did you ever think about buying a franchise? Do you think that now is the worst time to buy one? Or you're not sure whether anyone would loan you money to purchase a franchise? How does the whole thing work? Well, let's find out. We have an expert on the line, Marty McDermott.
Hi, Coach Lynn. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's always great to talk to you. I always feel like it's a World Talk reunion, right? We get together.
I know. We started out, guys, a very long time ago. I think we're some of the only people left, aren't we?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? And it seems like yesterday that we started, Lynn. You know?
It really does.
It's just incredible. But it's the success that you've had is just wonderful to watch, though. I mean, it's just incredible.
Thank you so much. And yours has been pretty fantastic. You know, Marty, just over the break, when I announced that you were going to be here talking about franchises, I got a tweet from Alice and a lot of other people, but I selected Alice's tweet.
Oh, good.
Because she says that her family has owned the same bagel shop for over 35 years.
Wow.
But now they're going to have to close because the business has slowed and their debts are too high. She wonders if setting up her own franchises could save their business. So, Marty, I know you're an expert and you host that wonderful show called franchise interviews on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Are franchises for everyone?
Oh, great question, Lynn. It's a deep question, and definitely not. In fact, you know what? If I can quote my friend Dr. John P. Hayes, franchising is not for everyone, and it's probably not for most people. And when I say that, you know, the first time I heard that phrase, Lynn, I was a little confused because I said, if franchising isn't for everyone and it's not for most people, then who could it be for? You know, it's so. But franchising is really for someone who knows how to follow rules, follow systems. They're not a true entrepreneur. When I say that, sometimes franchisees get upset because they say, what are you talking about? I consider myself an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is really the person that actually creates the franchise opportunity. And, you know, when you're talking about franchisors or entrepreneurs, they're really, and you know this, Lynn, they're very creative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can look at something.
I could never follow rules, Marty.
Exactly. And they could just create something out of anything, you know. Franchisees, and it was funny because I was in Virginia, George Mason University,
mm-hmm.
on Friday talking about this topic, and one of the topics I was talking about was military being good candidates for franchises, because they know how to follow a system, you know? So you really have to know how to follow a system, like to follow rules, and if you can't do that, then it's probably not for you, Lynn. So, yeah, it's always a word of caution before getting into franchising.
Now, I know that you say that there are two key factors that should be present before you consider buying a franchise. What are those factors?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of different things. I mean, one is, what do you want the franchise to do for you, Lynn? You know, for example, like, I'll give you an example. I like Dunkin' Donuts. You know, I frequent Dunkin' Donuts probably, like, you know, several times a week. And as much as I like Dunkin' Donuts and the coffee and the donuts, I wouldn't be a good franchisee for that type of system, because when you buy into a Dunkin' Donuts, you're working some pretty hefty hours.
True.
You know? So one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, what's important to you? You know, you're really taking a deep assessment. And for me, you know, my family is most important to me. So if I wasn't, you know, with my family or my son, like if he has a baseball game one day or whatever it is, I'm going to get very frustrated, even if I'm making a lot of money. You know, so you want to ask yourself, what do you want this franchise to do for you? And you know, what kind of system is the best match for you? There's so many choices out there today, Lynn. I mean, there's like 80 different industries.
Wow.
Franchising. Yeah, a lot of people, when they just think of franchising, they just think of food. But it's actually up to about 80 different industries. There's accounting franchises. There's advertising franchises. There's shoe repair franchises. You name it. It seems like they have it, you know. So you really have to ask yourself, you know, what's the best match for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of research. And, you know, of course you come down to the financials,
yes.
too. And, you know, I mean, you know, McDonald's, as successful as it is, it's almost a home run every single time you have a McDonald's franchise. I can't afford one, you know. So the financial aspects are always a big factor as well. I think to go even deeper, I think you need family support. I think that's important as well, you know. I mean, if you're married, I think you have to have that support from your husband or your wife before you get into an opportunity as well, because you're taking them along for the ride with you.
I love that you said that, Marty.
Absolutely.
Do you know what you said? Yeah. You said you need the support from your husband, mm-hmm. which would infer that a woman could easily go in and buy a franchise. I love that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's, you can see the influence my wife has on me, too, I guess. She's got me trained, Lynn, you know. You know, and she's a fan of your show, by the way, too, you know. So you can tell I listen, you know. But absolutely. But it's so true. And, you know, speaking of women, Lynn, I mean, they really do make fantastic entrepreneurs, you know. I mean, it's amazing. I think for the first time, you know, I teach for Kaplan University.
Yes.
And we have, in colleges, for the first time, there's more women in college today than there are men.
And they're, you know, older as well.
And they're older, you know. So what does that say to you, you know, is there's a lot of exciting trends that are taking place here in the United States. So
now I wanted to ask you about this, because I know that they just announced that even Ritz Camera is going to be closing many, many, many of their stores. And I'm kind of heartbroken about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm an amateur professional photographer.
Right.
But my question is, so how do you know if the franchise that you're interested in is even going to be around in the next 5 years?
Wow, it's a great question, you know, and nothing is ever 100% certain. I will say this, that not all franchises are created equal, and what you can do is, I mean, look at the company's track record for one. You know, one of the things that you can look at is their franchise disclosure documents, and look at the history of the company. Some companies that just started franchising, I mean, they haven't really been around very long, you know, so you're kind of taking a chance in a way. You know, and you can look at how many franchisees they have and things like that. I think there's certain franchises that are always going to be around. I think McDonald's will always be here. They have like 33,000 units. Subway has about 33,000 units. So those ones are pretty safe. It's almost a home run every single time. So there is always that element of risk involved, even when you are buying into a franchise system. You know, of course, you can look at things like the market and things like that and kind of make your own assessments. But
So, Marty, with all that you know, because I have 1 minute left, and I definitely want them to come and listen to you, because I love your show on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
And I want them to check out your work. It's very, very important. Our franchise is still a viable option, even with this economic downturn.
Most definitely. I mean, I think, Lynn, and this is going to sound a little weird, is, you know, one of the interesting effects of the recession I see now is some of the best offers in franchising.
Interesting.
And I've been doing this 10 years now. I mean, I'll give you a couple quick examples. Some franchisers, what they're doing is they're reducing or dropping a franchise fee for their new franchisees. Now, that's pretty significant because a franchise fee usually goes for about $30,000-$40,000. So they're waiving that. In some cases, there's two-for-one deals where if you buy one franchise, they'll drop the franchise fee for the second one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's really, you know, and that's the effect that I've noticed from the recession is really some incredible deals. Even the landlords right now, and I mean, you've noticed there's a lot of great locations available right now.
Yes.
I think, I mean, you want to get those locations because, I mean, a great location can really overcome bad marketing, you know, and there's going to be a lot of people kicking themselves. Next year, they're going to say, I should have got into that opportunity last year when they waived the franchise fee, when I could have got this killer location in this particular spot. And, you know, landlords are sometimes more willing to give a great lease to a franchise as opposed to, let's say, Tony Subs, who's just like a regular guy. You know?
So somewhere Tony's saying, hey!
Exactly. Tony's upset. But, you know, so they're really getting some incredible deals right now. I think that this is the most exciting time to get into franchising. But again, you know, to quote you, Lynn, you know, franchising isn't for everyone. It's not for most people. You do have to really do your homework. It's not guaranteed every single time. And, you know, not all franchises are really created equal. There are some that are better than others.
Well, Marty, it's a pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
And where can my...
You're great.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thanks, Coach Lynn.
Where can my people hear you, do business with you, and all those wonderful things?
Absolutely. Go to franchiseinterviews.com. You can hear over, I think we're up to 160 shows, Lynn, recorded up to this point. Yeah, so it really, when I say that number, I mean, it tickles my spine because I didn't think that there was going to be a market for this or we'd find like a listening base for it. But I mean, every single month we have more listeners just like you know. So I haven't quite achieved your success yet, but someday. You know.
Well, thank you so much, Marty. And go check him out. Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio, my dear old friend from World Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Lynn. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, prosper.
Take care. Bye-bye.